listening to episode number 1829 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, September 30th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
I thought I'd share something a little different this morning.
Okay. We know it's not going to be about the debate.
I mean, we're not even going to go there.
Nope.
According to foodies, there are some top faux pas we make when we eat Italian food. The way we eat Italian food.
Okay.
Italian, listen to you. A recent poll basically was
country,
taken
by
of...
the way.
What's that?
Oh, Southern. Italian food.
Yeah, from Italy. Yeah.
And go eat some Italian.
Yeah. Recent poll looked at the top mistakes we make while we eat Italian food. Number five, cutting your spaghetti into pieces is not the Italian way to do it. Nope.
It's neater.
I will give you that. It is neater, but no. All right, number four, overcooking your pasta. Now, this one I hate.
Oh, that's
bad. Because
it
just gets like really mushy. It's supposed to be served, as they say, al dente.
Especially with Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, you can overcook that stuff too.
Yeah, it's pasta, yes.
Number three, adding extra Parmesan after your food's been served is an insult to the chef. If you did that in Italy, you're not supposed to do that.
Really?
That's something we've done that's very
Giada De Laurentiis even does
I know, right? And she's Italian.
She, you know, you put this stuff on the plate, she goes, add some Parmesan Reggiano.
We're not being racist when we say Italian. We're making fun of the people in the South. Okay. Number two, ordering stuffed crust pizza. Now, that is the clearest example of Americanizing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, pizza didn't have cheese in the crust. Well, and actually, they say real pizza in Italy, in general, has no more than three toppings. And the number one thing we do wrong when eating Italian food, serving it with garlic bread or as an appetizer. That's an Olive Garden thing, apparently. Not an Italian thing. So there you go. Some stuff.
But garlic bread's so good with Italian food. What about the whole, you're supposed to twirl the spaghetti against a spoon? I didn't know that until several years ago. I was at work. I was given a big spoon with a fork, and I thought...
It's not like a regular
teaspoon. It's like a smaller serving spoon.
See there? We're so cultured. Italian food. All right. It's time for the Who Cares
News. But it sure is good.
It is. It's yummy. Especially that Italian macaroni and cheese dish. That's a good one, too.
It's excellent.
From that fine Italian chef, Kraft. Not Chef Boyardee.
He's good, too.
He's good, too.
Vinnie Raviolis. Yeah.
All right. I'm getting hungry. It's time for the news. What's up?
I've been wanting some lasagna in a bad way.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Ah, sure does. Mixing personal life and business can get pretty sticky.
Now, we've heard that.
Yeah. I always tell people, never do business with friends. Friends or family.
Or neighbors.
Yeah, just do with someone you've never met before.
Or even enemies. Yeah,
look at their Yelp review. And just go from there. You can just ask Kelly Clarkson. Yes, you can.
I see where this is going.
Kelly and her ex, soon to be ex, have filed for divorce, but we're pretty sure she's still obligated to her management, run by her soon to be ex father in law.
Oh, yeah. I think she needs to get a new manager.
Reba's ex.
I think she needs to get a new manager.
Yeah.
Of course, you got to wait till contracts are up.
I think he was doing, Norval was also doing his ex wife's, Reba. I think he was her management for a long time.
May still be.
Maybe. I don't know.
Get along. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Probably.
All right.
Not.
So, in fact, Kelly's management is suing her for unpaid commissions.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I smell a rat.
It's according to Variety. Kelly allegedly owes him more than $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
In back commissions.
She makes that much money.
Well, it's from her work on The Voice.
Oh, yeah.
And The Kelly Clarkson Show. To muddy the waters more.
Oh, we're muddying the waters. Okay.
Her ex. What's his name?
Oh, Brandon.
Brandon Blackstock.
Brandon Blackstock.
He also is employed by his daddy's company.
Yeah, they're in the get rich business. You would think that the management company Well, I don't know, after, you know, Johnny Depp and his management company swiping money from him. And true. So maybe Kelly was like, you know what? You can manage me and I'll send you the commission after I get paid.
So she is paid. If they're the management company, right. You think they would take the
they
money.
They would take their money take and then pay her. Right. Don't they collect?
That's how that should go. I
don't know. I'm not a celebrity.
So I know, right?
We could ask Hallie. Hallie might know. Do you think Hallie's got her own management company?
Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, she's paid them under $2 million
this
year.
Badass enough. We're talking about Kelly Clarkson. Yes. Who also is equally badass as Hallie, I think.
She's pretty badass.
She's badass. Yeah.
In a different way.
And she's brave enough to go on Zoom on the Today Show with no eye makeup. I think that's pretty badass.
She's badass.
That's badass.
By year's end, she's going to owe him $5.4 million.
What? Yeah. What? Wow, she makes too much money on The Voice.
So she shouldn't be just, let me get my checkbook and write you a check.
No, she's probably got people that write the checks. I get that. But it's weird to me, you know, that I would think this management company would mm-hmm. be collecting the money first, taking
One
their cut, and sending her the money.
Yes.
But Dan, I get it, because in today's crooked world, you can't even trust your ex-husband. So, you know.
All right, so yesterday we reported that Kelly Ripa's daughter was concerned over Duke posing nude for her birthday.
That's, you know what? I just can't imagine doing that.
No.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Well, now I...
Who would want to see this?
I would definitely break...
But still.
I would break the internet, and not in a good way. It'd be like fizzing and popping.
We're
and
breaking
sparking.
The internet. That's right. We're breaking the internet here.
And the powers that be would sit back and go, wow, it broke.
You can't unsee that. You just can't.
So Kelly Ripa's daughter must have known that her mom wasn't above doing the same for her own upcoming milestone birthday. Now Kelly has put her mind at ease. She
oh,
said,
good.
She said she wouldn't do it now because Gwen did it.
Well, yeah, okay.
Gwen did it when she done and gone. She done.
She gall darn gone and done.
That's
done
it. Gall darn gone and done it.
Yeah, with an homage to Shania Twain.
Now, she said, Gwyneth did it and she's got the looks for it. Now, Kelly compares herself to the girl everybody laughs at, not the beauty. Now, shut up, Kelly Ripa. So, though she said there's one reason why she would, and that would be to embarrass her daughter.
Yeah, well, and I get that too. Well, good for Kelly that she's like, she's putting her daughter on notice. You know, it's like, don't be messing with me, girl.
Yeah, because that stunt just went to the top of the list of things
that
she would
right.
do.
I birthed you, by golly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what else? I just noticed that you had two stories today about two Kellys.
I did.
Wow, it's Kelly Day.
I saw
Who Cares News.
I saw a thing and I thought, wow, that makes. I never used that. I need to. When it says, "Mom, I have a paper cut," and then Mom goes, "You were 9 pounds at birth." I have wasted so many years
that
not
beats
doing
the heck
that.
Out of that TV commercial. You know, about the mom and the kid yelling, you know, Mom, I got a cut. Yeah, go get a Band-Aid.
Oh, that one's good. It's bleeding. Good, too.
All right.
Sitting there with her kitty cat.
Overstayed our welcome on this Double Kelly Day.
Double Kelly.
News. So tomorrow, we'll be back with more frivolity. Have a good day. See you then, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.